This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
An art exhibition with a difference has opened in Sydney on Saturday. It's called Art from the Inside. It's an exhibition of artworks by prison inmates and former inmates. And for the first time this year, it's actually being held on the grounds of a correctional centre at Park Lee. And to tell us all about it, we're joined by Richard Feeney, and he's the Executive Director of Prison Fellowship for New South Wales and ACT. Thanks so much for coming into the studio, Richard.
Yeah, thanks very much, Katrina.
Yeah, so this is your first year working on the exhibition, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I only imagine it must be one of the most satisfying parts of your job.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it's really something special.
Yeah, and what's your theme for this year?
Our theme this year is on Jubilee, hope, forgiveness, restoration and freedom.
Okay, and how has that been interpreted by the artists in different
ways? Yeah, well, obviously you get the creative talents coming out, and we have drawings, paintings and applied arts. Mm-hmm. So we've got a different range of artwork that's presented, but you really see the creativity in that comes from the inmates.
Oh, that's great. And do you have, I guess, a favourite piece that you could tell us a little bit about so we could just get our mental picture, I guess?
Well, I know we're on radio, it's a bit hard to show the pictures, but the words that come with them, the inmates actually write why they painted that or why they did that piece of artwork, and the words are very powerful. One of my favourites is called The Cross in the Darkness, which is a charcoal, charcoal sketch, and mm-hmm. he writes, "A jail cell has the uncanny ability to make everything outside it look full of life and light. It's so easy to just sit and stare at the world without, mesmerised by all that we used to have but can have no longer, waiting for our sweet release so we can have it all again." And then he talks about the cross, and he says about
God. Wow, that's very powerful.
Yeah, he says, God sees through every darkness. He's not standing at the outer gates waiting for us to be set free, but he's there in the dark with us.
Yeah.
And that's quite powerful. And you just read some of the words that are with the, and you see
that's
the artwork
amazing.
With it.
Just it's that idea that if you're in a lifeless jail cell, suddenly everything outside seems full of life and full of colour. Yeah. And the black and white, the sketch, if you want to see it, is actually already on my Facebook page. If you go to Mornings at Katrina Row, you can see it there. And it's a very stark, isn't it? Black and white, because as you said, in charcoal, very stark image. And I guess to see it as a reflection of, I guess, the beauty of life outside jail.
It's terrific. Yeah,
pretty special. What does it mean to the artist to be exhibited in this way and just to be able to express themselves and receive that recognition for their work?
Well, I think there's a lot of positive factors in relation to the Art From Inside initiative. Mm. And one of that's just building confidence in the inmates. You know, when they know the artwork's being presented, it's going to an exhibition, people can even vote on the works. We have judges critique each of the items and they give feedback to the inmates.
That's good.
And so they receive a lot of encouragement. And anything that can build confidence and, you know, obviously in a correctional centre, people feeling like they've hit rock bottom.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so this, you know, this is just one way of keeping that lifeline of hope going and letting them know that people outside do care. And it builds that confidence in that area, which then can be carried across in other areas of their life, you know, and they can actually have a greater motivation to change in other areas of their life as well.
Well, look, and that's true. I mean, if you can have success in one area, that is, in a way, a sign of hope that maybe I can get other parts of my life together as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And are all these artists in different kind of points in their faith journey?
They are. We always have a spiritual theme, which we encourage, and each year it's an annual event. And they're all different areas of the journey. One of the highlights this year is one person that's never actually painted before put some work in, and it was terrific, and he's actually already received feedback from that from the judges, and he's like, it's really done something in his life.
Yeah,
you know, he didn't realize he even had that talent.
I imagine another role of this kind of exhibition could be forming a bit of a bridge between the general public and the prison community. Does it sort of play that role for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think everything about Prison Fellowship is just reminding people that, you know, correctional centres, prisons are still part of our community. They're someone's son, someone's daughter, you know, and they're still part of our community. So they're not forgotten.
Mm. And just down to the, I guess, the nitty-gritty practical aspects of this exhibition, are these artworks for sale?
Some of them are part of the process. Each state varies on how that works. Within New South Wales, they can sell the artwork. And
can the artists receive the money?
Yeah, that can go into their account. That's
okay.
Correct.
And is there a prize for this?
There are prizes. We have a first prize in each of the categories, the three categories, drawing, painting and applied art. And then at the exhibition itself, which runs for 2 weeks, we have a people's choice, you know, where we let the people decide, you know, what they think is the best piece of work.
So people can go along and vote for that as well.
And it's not nice. Always the best. It's the most inspirational and, you know, these works really do touch people's
The works
hearts.
That touch you, that's the one you're going to vote for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, but I can't let you go without getting you to tell us just a little bit more about the work of Prison Fellowship. What kind of things do you do in the prisons?
Well, Prison Fellowship is all about serving, exhorting the body of Christ in its ministry to inmates, ex-inmates, victims and their families. And so we really, you know, we're a resource to help the church to, you know, in the ministry within the prison system. Crime affects us all, and we don't see it as just working in a correctional centre, but it's a community. You know, where there's a community problem, we need a community solution. And so we're not just working in a centre, but we're looking at the whole community. We all need to work on this to, you know, bring about a safer, better community. My involvement was, you know, quite interesting. I was a manager of Hillsong City Care in Blacktown community. And 5 years ago, I remember so many people coming in asking, coming for food assistance, counselling. And I just heard this recurring theme, you know, prison, you know, my partner's in jail. You know, I've just got out of jail. And it was just too much. I heard it too much to ignore it.
Yeah, right. It was like a little call to your soul.
Yeah, so that really got me searching and doing a bit of research on that. And I saw how big a need, especially when people are coming out of prison back in a community, that reintegration, how difficult that is.
Yeah.
And I think the more we can do to kind of keep that bridge there, keep that hope alive, and that when they do come out, and obviously I am concerned about victims as well.
Yes.
So anything we can do to help them from reoffending, obviously will reduce the number of victims we have.
Absolutely. It's good that you added that in today, Richard. Now, I suppose just finally, I guess if people want to be part of this, I guess this bridge building, and one way to do that would just be to go along and see the exhibition. Now, do they have to go through prison security?
Actually just, there's a car park to the prison at Park Lee, and it's the outside cafeteria area.
Okay.
And we should also thank Corrective Services and Park Lee Group for allowing us to actually run the art exhibition there.
Yeah.
So it's a partnership.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Richard, for coming in to tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Thank you, Katrina.
That's Richard Fanny. He's the Executive Director of Prison Fellowship, New South Wales and ACT. Now, Art from the Inside is showing right now at Parkley Correctional Centre Visitors Centre. You can look for the signs in Century Drive. There's parking available on site. You don't need to go through security. It's all too easy. Just head over and have a look and check it out for yourself.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.